A North Carolina icon has died. Junior Johnson was a renowned bootlegger turned legendary race car driver. He later became one of NASCAR's most successful owners and is regarded as having a place on the Mount Rushmore of stock car racing. An almost mythical figure, Johnson was nicknamed the Ronda Roadrunner, the Wilkes County Wildman, and the last American hero. He died Friday at the age of 88. Jeff Tiberi has this remembrance.
For many years, Junior Johnson lived a double life. Under the moonlit sky, he worked in the family business, evading authorities while making illegal deliveries of moonshine. On the weekends, he was a NASCAR pioneer, beloved by the fans as he won dozens of races in the 1950s and 60s. Whether it was at Daytona International Speedway or on a back road in the Carolina mountains, the man could drive.
Excitement up in the grandstand as Junior Johnson just went into the same lap with Freddie Lorenzen. Junior Johnson has moved past Freddie. He'll have to go all the way around the track and do it again.
Despite the fierce reputation he earned while he was driving a race car, he was a kind, gentle, courteous man, and in many cases proven a good Samaritan.
Tom Higgins is a Johnson biographer who covered NASCAR for more than 40 years. He describes Johnson as one of the smartest men he ever met, immensely popular because of his full-bore style.
His motto was go or blow. If his car would handle the punishment he gave it, he usually would win the race. He almost was reckless, you might say.
Robert Glenn Johnson, Jr. was born June 28, 1931, in the Wilkes County town of Ronda. His father began making moonshine during Prohibition and had dozens of stills throughout the countryside. Junior first got behind the wheel at age 11, and by 14 was hauling liquor for his daddy.
He once told me that he could drive from North Wilkesboro to Charlotte and never get on a paved road except when he crossed them. He knew all the dirt back roads. That was one of the ways he evaded revenuers.
His farthest deliveries were to Norfolk, Virginia, bringing white liquor to thirsty sailors. Mainly, the runs were to Greensboro, Winston-Salem, Asheville, and Charlotte. Johnson began driving at a time when there was no power steering. Wheels were just a few inches wide, and many of the tracks were made of dirt. While bootlegging, he drove a souped-up Ford, complete with a V8 or tractor engine. He outran police regularly, and if they blocked off one of those dirt-back roads, Johnson used what he coined the bootleg turn to escape.
Well, what you did is you dropped the speed real loud and real slow, and then when you dropped the right side wheels off on the grass, you cut it real quick and slammed the brakes on, and the thing would just spin around.
The tales of his powerful Ford roaring through the mountains late at night evading federal agents are legendary. Once in the early 1950s, he was making a run from Wilkes County to Norfolk, Virginia, when he came around a bend on a country road. Biographer Tom Higgins picks up the story.
Lo and behold, a car had slid up into the woods, had turned over, steam coming out of it, and two men were walking around the car in a daze. Well, Junior, being the kind and good Samaritan fellow that he was, he had to stop and help them see if they were hurt.
To Junior's surprise, it was the sheriff of Wilkes County and the chief deputy.
They had liquor on their breath and lipstick on their collars. They'd been somewhere they shouldn't have been.
And in this moment, two men who had been chasing Junior for years now needed his help.
The sheriff said, "Thank heavens it's you, Junior. You got to get me to the courthouse. If they find me in this shape, they'll throw me out of office." And Junior says, "Hell, man, I can't take you to the courthouse. I've got a load of liquor in my car."
After a moment of coaxing, Junior was convinced to rearrange the crates of moonshine in his car and provide a ride. His reward? Immunity.
The sheriff said, "Junior, if you'll get me back to the courthouse and save my skin, I'll never chase you again, and I'll see that my deputies don't ever chase you again."
The sheriff kept his word, and the two never crossed paths again. At night.
Junior said that later years he would see the sheriff on the sidewalk up in North Wilkesboro. He said he'd just wink at the sheriff and say, "Sir, have you been across the mountain lately?"
Johnson was never caught while driving. He skirted authorities for years, and his racing career took off at the same time. He won five races in the 1955 season and was on top of both worlds until one night revenuers cornered him at a family still. He was arrested, prosecuted, and sentenced to time at a federal prison in Ohio.
In a place like that, you got to get along and treat people right, or they'll, when you go to bed at night and they cut the lights off, they'll cave in on you, and you're lucky if you survive it.
Johnson said working on the prison's farm helped him stay out of trouble while incarcerated. He served 11 months and 3 days. Upon his release, he went right back to running moonshine. Ultimately, it was about the money. He would make 4 or 5 runs in a night, earning as much as $500. All told, Johnson took home more than $100,000 delivering alcohol. And for a long time, those earnings were much greater than any prize money NASCAR could offer.
Out it comes, and your winner, ladies and gentlemen, Junior Johnson. Fred Lorenzen is second. Junior Johnson did it today in Atlanta, Georgia. And a mighty happy guy he'll be as he moves around.
By the time Johnson won the 1963 Dixie 400, the midnight rides had stopped. The prize money from that victory alone was $15,000. Corporate money had begun fueling the NASCAR beast, and Johnson was a household name in the racing South. He became one of the most feared and respected drivers, and was even credited with accidentally discovering drafting, a practice widely used today.
I wanted to grow up to be just like Junior Johnson.
Cale Yarborough was an admirer and competitor of the legendary driver. When Johnson retired following the 1966 season with 50 career wins, he turned his focus to ownership and Yarborough.
I was looking for a ride, and Junior Johnson was looking for a driver. So we got together, and I drove for him for 8 years.
Together, they would win an unprecedented 3 consecutive Winston Cup championships. In total, Johnson's drivers won 139 races, making him the 3rd most successful owner ever.
Junior was tough, and he had a lot of talent driving race cars, and he was a good person. He was fair, honest, and a handshake was all you needed with Junior Johnson.
Later in life, 30 years after his conviction, Johnson got another handshake at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. President Reagan pardoned him for having an illegal still. Even in his final years, Johnson managed to make money off the family recipe. North Carolina made sales of his Midnight Moon legal in 2007. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.